Mother's Day. Today would be your 72nd Mother's Day in your 96th year. Your Oma lived to that age and your mother to 89. Your journey ended at 77. I drive to Sunset Cliffs to pay homage to you all. On the way over, I stopped to buy a bagel and two donuts, a glazed for you and a chocolate ring for me. As I have for years, on this day, or your birthday or anniversary, I plan to toss yours into the surf for your spirit to enjoy as the raucous seagulls grab bits mid-flight. On the way into the donut shop that reminds me of ours, I pass a man sleeping in the doorway of the vacant shop next door. He has staked out his bedroom by carefully bending cardboard boxes to enclose himself in a concrete single bed, softened by worn and faded blankets. His body is pointing toward the wall, so I cannot see his face, except for a reddish, dirty blonde beard creeping out the corner of his black jacket. I pass him again on my way to the car, and I stop. You whisper in my ear from long ago, "I don't need the donut, and neither do you." He does. I backtrack and approach him quietly. I notice he has placed his shoes at the bottom of his bed. He is still asleep. I take my bag of donuts and gently place it next to his shoes and turn and walk to my car and continue to the cliffs. The horizon is faint, the calm waters chalky gray as long, low white lace slowly curls toward shore. I stare into the mist and remember all the times you gave donuts to homeless people on our avenue. I remember our trips to Tijuana when you visited, and how often you stopped me along Avenue Revolucion to dig into my pocket and place coins in worn paper cups held out by an elderly woman or a young mother with children hanging on her skirt. On my iPhone, I choose the Simon and Garfunkel station. They were some of your favorites. The Sounds of Silence begins. We were poor when I was young, but you had lived through the Depression and knew far more than me. Here Comes the Sun begins to play. It hasn't yet, and I have not birthed. But your life taught me to care for the vulnerable among us. I take a bite of my bagel and briefly sob as I gaze out to where your ashes rest, and I acknowledge the grace and gift of the lessons of generational mothering.